Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is Happy New Year! Let's hope we all pull together to make our country great again. However, the Liberals and the Progressive Democrats seemingly will not accept the election 2016. The left have complained vociferously about the election, firstly criticizing Russia allegedly hacking into our election system, a Jill Stein three-state recount, back to alleged Russian interference, and then the Electoral College electors' harassment. Since the days of Woodrow Wilson, the progressive left has been on a crusade to do away with the blended nature of our Constitution. On November 8, 2016, Donald Trump won a decisive victory in the Electoral College, capturing 306 of its 538 votes, more than any Republican in 30 years. Even so, he lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton, who only won that vote due to a couple of L.A. California counties and the city of New York. Liberals are up in arms about this, shrieking, "The Electoral College should be abolished, and why should the will of the people be thwarted by an antiquated institution?" Regardless of how one feels about the particular result our system produced this election, the Electoral College deserves to be defended against these assaults. It is, in fact, a perfect example of how the plan is supposed to work within our country. The Electoral College is the product of compromise. The Great Compromise, 1787, was between large and small states, which called for a popularly elected House and a Senate, with each state given equal representation. James Madison staunchly opposed this, but ultimately he had to cut a deal. Progressive liberals may as well pound the sand when it comes to the Electoral College. It is not going anywhere, even though the Hollywood elite this year created a video to the electors sending thousands of emails and letters and even death threats to all the elector Trump states, encouraging these electors to change their vote from their state's popular vote. Democrat Nancy Pelosi's California daughter, who was an elector, propelled the elector harassment. They wished to undo the federal national compromise that is at the very heart of our union. The Electoral College allows smaller populated states some power, rather than allowing the largest populated states all the power each election. Electors respect the preferences of the people in their states. The left is now hopscotching from this and that regarding the election 2016, just to delegitimize it. No surprise, pick your excuse. I encourage our Democratic and progressive friends to accept the results of our election 2016 and grant President-elect Trump the opportunity to succeed or fail as our elected president. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.